The world financial crisis is yet another mission setback. Christians are helping the increasing number of homeless in the U.S., and a ministry is ramping up relief efforts in the cold in Thailand. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An aviation ministry is feeling the economic impact on two fronts. Mission Aviation Fellowship was hit hard by the $13 a gallon aviation fuel prices. Now the global economic crisis is having its effects. President of MAF John Boyd says because of the financial crisis, donations are down.
Now we're facing the situation where we may even have to slow down or shut down some of the operational programs simply because the funding that we need day-to-day is not with us at the moment.
This isn't time for Christians to stop giving. He says difficult times allow ministry to be more effective.
People become more open and more receptive to the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these are the times to double our efforts so that we can get out there and we can continue the ministry.
Boyd says when MAF struggles, it affects tens of thousands of people in ministries. Pray that God will use this economic crisis to reveal himself to those who've yet to receive him. If you'd like to help MAF, click on the story at our website. Meanwhile, a survey by the U.S. Conference of Mayors showed that 19 of 25 cities saw a 12% increase in homelessness this year. That's likely to rise across the United States as the economy continues to falter. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says now more than ever, homeless care kits are needed.
While a warm blanket, hats, gloves, scarf, and toiletries and some Christian literature is not going to solve their homelessness, it does give a connection so that the church can work with that family, that individual, to break out of the situation that they're in.
Gandy says the kits open doors for the gospel. They're readying 7,100 kits but need help.
It's about getting on the process of helping a person get stabilized physically and emotionally and spiritually so that they have the resources to break that cycle of poverty in their lives.
A homeless care kit costs $33. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the American professional football season approaching the playoffs, Christians are getting ready for Super Bowl outreach in Tampa, Florida. Bill Adams with Sports Fan Outreach says they're still recruiting people for evangelistic work.
We are anticipating about 150, 200 folks who will spend the weekend with us, spending most of that time evangelizing, telling all the people who are coming to Tampa for the Super Bowl about Jesus.
Adams says the fellowship that'll take place will be amazing, which will also bring with it a drive for evangelism. Adams believes today's economy will also help their outreach.
Because of the economy, there are actually fewer parties. There'll be a lot of people, but there'll be a less festive environment, actually making it easier spiritually for us to communicate the gospel.
The cost of the trip is $225 once you get to Tampa. You can get additional information at SuperBowlOutreach.org. If you can't go, begin praying for the outreach today. Next, the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo says he's stepping up efforts to end the conflict with the rebels. The war displaced more than 250,000 people. Food for the Hungry hopes to begin infrastructure repair, agriculture, nutrition, and launch a one-year economic coalition project. Pray that God will open a door, allowing the believers to act as the hands and feet of Christ to the many suffering in that area. Pray for opportunities to share the gospel. And Thailand's cold snap has forced the Ministry of Interior to declare an emergency in the northern region. Temperatures in the mountain villages dropped to 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, and many villagers lack adequate clothing to stay warm. Compassion International is providing warm clothing and blankets to the more than 1,400 Compassion-assisted children and their families. Pray for the Lord's continued provision during the winter season, and pray that doors open to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.